Hey, it's Pete here. Hopefully you can hear me. I am on the Disney Fantasy, which is a cruise ship that my wife works on. Regular listeners, etc., followers, etc. of me know this already, so I won't dwell on it. But so we're on our way to Grand Cayman from Cozumel, which is where we were today, and it seems like we're heading into a storm. Usually I thought we steer around them, but maybe we are still trying to steer around them, but we've been sort of running abreast of a couple of storms for the last hour or so, and my God, this is the best place in the world to see a storm at sea. And I have no idea. Oh, wow. And so I've been, like, taking up a buttload of space on my iPhone trying to do the burst photography thing. Is it me or is it getting loud? Can you hear me, my voice at all? I hope so. Anyway, so this is getting intense because it's nighttime. I forgot to mention that. So there's, like, lightning every time I go, oh. And now there's thunder. Now I'm thinking about going inside. Yeah, so anyway, about 20 minutes ago, if you look straight up on the top deck, you can see the stars. Now you look up and you see nothing. And lightning, and we just heard thunder, and another passenger just wandered by and said, it's really big enough, and it really is. So, seeing as there's nothing between me and the elements, I'm going to probably wander back inside now. The wind is definitely getting colder, and I hope you can hear all this. If not, it's going to be several minutes of whoosh sound. Boy, I really want to ride Aqueduct right now. I think it's closed, though. It's a water ride that goes around the top decks of the ship. Oh, man, I want to stay out of here so bad, but it's super dangerous. Of course, nobody's told me it's dangerous yet, but I'm just going to use my common sense. Hopefully you can still hear it. Sign says, careful! Oh, wet paint. Careful. I'll tell you, the cold wind feels great, though, after the past few days of extreme 90s heat. Alright, pausing for now. Okay, so I'm undercover, but I'm still on the top deck for where I am in the ship. It actually goes higher. There are more decks at the front and aft, and I'm sort of in the middle-ish by midship, and it is really coming down now. Rain, wind, heard a bit of thunder, although just now, as soon as I started recording, it's lightened up a bit. I should probably be smart and get inside, but I'm undercover, so I'm not getting wet. Except for then. Ow. Not ow, but you know what I mean. Shock. Surprise. Yeah, and you know it's bad weather when the smokers come inside. But the alcoholics are still at the bar. Oh, and there was some lightning. Anyway, this is just fun. Never been on a cruise ship with weather this both warm and terribly rainy at the same time. It's kind of funny. I really hope you can hear all this. And that sort of whooshy sound, not just the wind, but if you hear the higher pitch stuff, that is the wind whipping around the comm tower, I think, where all the radar and sensors are and stuff. Luckily, they still seem to be spinning, so that's nice. And the rain's lightened up quite a bit, but it's still raining. Maybe more in a bit. We'll see what happens. Ow, how did I get wet? I'm like 5 feet from open air. Ow. Oh, well. Pausing now. Ah, kids, loving that rain. Anyway, all right, pause. Back in the same spot, undercover, but it's not raining at all. and the smokers are back out smoking because, of course, the rain stopped, so why not be out smoking? Haven't seen some lightning in a while. It's maybe 15 minutes, not even after I hit pause before. Went down to deck 11 from deck 12 and wandered around a bit, realized it wasn't raining anymore, and came back up. Of course, the folks at the bar, actually, there's nobody at the bar, which is surprising. But the smokers are back up there. Yeah, I think we passed all the lightning. Anyway, that was really fun. Never been on a cruise ship with in a thunderstorm before. That was neat. I think we probably just skirted the edge of it, because unless it starts to rain again, in which case we're going right through it, in which case hopefully it's pretty light. Well, I guess not hopefully. It definitely is really light. Anyway, so just past the 7-minute mark, which means hopefully you're still listening and being entertained. So I'm going to pause this and see if anything exciting happens. Like, maybe it'll start raining and thundering and stuff again. We'll see what happens. Pausing now. So about a second after I hit pause just then, I saw a beautiful, brilliant streak of lightning cross the sky horizontally, and I just saw it flash off in the distance. Storm's still out there, obviously, but I think we're through it for the night. But pretty cool nonetheless, as I said. I took loads and loads of burst photos with my iPhone 5S, so hopefully, actually I know a couple of them came out. I did get a couple of nice shots of lightning, so I'll have to post those once I edit out all the shots of nothing but blackness, because that's mostly what I got. But anyway, yeah, now people are out wandering the decks and not worrying about the storm we just passed through, which I guess is fine. Anyway, all right, pause again, and if not, thanks for listening.